The Trump administration announced this week that it's clamping down on travel to Cuba for American citizens, canceling some cruises, some popular group trips, which helped Cuba's tourism industry boom over the last few years. We spoke with Seth Kaplan yesterday about what this could mean for your summer vacation. Check if you have a trip coming up, because not all are canceled. But now we want to take a closer look at how this might impact Cuba's economy. Robin Farzad is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. And first, why is this happening now? I mean, the U.S. and Cuba have not been close ever. President Obama tried a reset in 2014. But why is the Trump administration clamping down now?
Yeah, it's been 60 years since the revolution, and Fidel Castro, we know, outlasted so many American presidents. But there's also an understanding now that U.S. dollars are a critical lifeline to Havana. And by extension, you know, the other bête noire in the region, Caracas, Venezuela. The greenback is really coveted in Havana, you know, at these high-priced resorts and on the street level.
Yeah, well, and Cuba was already hard hit. I mean, I'm looking at an article from early May that they were rationing then. And they're saying that this is because so much aid is not coming now from Venezuela. Explain that relationship.
Yeah, there's this ideological affinity of thumbing your nose at, you know, los junkies and the socialist state, and a vital conduit for Cuba to get the petroleum that it otherwise wouldn't have the dollars or euros to score on the international markets has been Venezuela. In exchange, Cuba has battalions of doctors it sends abroad in exchange for vital goods. In the case of Venezuela, that was upward of 100,000 barrels of crude oil a day for much of this decade.
Yeah, and now that is not happening because we're seeing, you know, a sort of a collapse there. What is the sense of what's going to happen here? Because at one time, Cuba depended on the Soviet Union. Now Venezuela's economy is in trouble. What's going to happen?
Yeah, the question in Cuba is how you keep the lights on and cars and trucks on the road without fuel. It could lean on its windfall of U.S. dollars from cruise ship visitors and the like, unless that too is cut off. It was one thing when the late Hugo Chavez was in power and oil was in the triple digits and you can afford all sorts of profligacy in Venezuela and abroad. Now, as you said, Venezuela is itself looking like a failed state and needs every last bit of revenue from its oil. And meanwhile, Washington would be thrilled to destabilize both regimes.
Yeah, well, and we're already hearing that, you know, as we said, they're rationing food and people might be hoarding. And, you know, when you can only get something like 4 packets of powdered milk per person, you know, sausages, maybe 4 packs per person, peas, 5 packets per person. If you are traveling, can you bring anything to the Cuban people?
I mean, you can, and clearly it hasn't been hand to mouth exactly. There, a great metaphor for Cuba since the revolution is you look at the vehicles, the buildings, the factories. There's so much decrepitude, but always a way to retrofit or jury rig something.
Right.
And so they do ask for dollars. They do ask for products. They would love for you to get products through if you go through a third country. But a lot of that is going to be cracked down on.
Okay. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Very briefly, how are expats in Miami talking about this?
You know, you talk to grandmas and grandpas and many of them say nunca, never. But you talk to their children and grandchildren and it's kind of like, you know, this cruise ship has sailed. Bring some of those Cuban jalopies to Miami.
Yeah. Let's renew our binds with them. Robin Farzad, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.